Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson out today, not feeling great. So it's me and Dan. And Dan told us a story off the air yesterday that I thought we would discuss here today.
That's
and
what I get for telling stories off the air.
And that, what else are you going to tell it? And that has to do with going to restaurants and stealing stuff. And by that, I mean, you know, a cute glass, a fun fork, or whatever the case might be. We've all been there. We all did it. I mean, I did it when I was young and couldn't afford anything else. But here we are.
Dan, I did it for the love of the game.
For the... Please tell us the story as to why you felt you needed this item and how you got it out of the store.
So the tale happened over the weekend, Kennedy,
in
a restaurant that will remain nameless because I'm going to keep going there.
Okay.
I was out to dinner with my girlfriend at another party, who will also remain nameless because they were, and I made them an accomplice, even though they didn't really want to.
Dan.
So we're out, we're ordering, and we order our drinks, and they come out, and my drink comes out. In this awesome glass.
Yeah.
It has the Celtics logo. It has Boston as Banner City. It has every single championship that we won. It has this cool other section about, like, it's a cool quote about the Celtics.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's a cool glass.
Sure.
And the whole time I'm drinking my drink and I'm having the conversation at the table, but I'm staring at the glass. And I'm kind of just turning it. And I'm like, they probably don't need this. They have a lot of them. People break glasses. There's a spillage.
There is spillage.
And then they see me looking at it. They're like, do you want to take that glass? And I honestly...
Who's they? The people you're with or the waitress?
No, yeah, yes.
Okay.
The people I am with.
Okay.
And because I'm just staring at the glass. They're like, do you want to take that? And I go, I'm thinking about it. It's been a long time since I've taken anything from a restaurant.
Right.
And but maybe I'm going to go back to my old ways at 35 and steal something from a restaurant. And at the end of the meal, after pondering, does this make me a jerk or not? I decide I don't care because the glass is cool.
Okay.
And we wait because we're right at the hostess stand. We wait for the hostess to leave. We wait till our server's way over the end. And I just take the glass and go, put this in your purse. Whoever had the biggest purse, I threw it to them. They threw the goods in their bag. We paid the bill. We tipped well and we left. And then in the parking lot, she took it out. We did like a drug deal in the parking lot for this glass. Discreetly.
Did you not like maybe Google it and see if it was available and something you could purchase?
Why would I do that? It's right in front of me.
Because it's not yours?
It is now.
617-655.
It's a cool, I'll show you a picture. I took a couple.
1234 from the 401, Dan. My drinks almost always come in a souvenir glass. My husband says I have a problem.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, am I a jerk for doing this? Or, you know, am I Robin Hood? I'm stealing from the rich. That place was packed. They're fine. And I'm giving to the poor. It just so happens to be the poor as me this time.
All right. 617-655-1234. As grown-ups, are we still stealing from restaurants? All right. We've got David on the phone. And do you steal from restaurants as a grown man, David?
Yes, I do.
And what do you take?
I have a collection of over 200 martini glasses.
200?
Over 200.
Wow, your fingers are extra sticky, David.
Yeah.
How does this happen?
You know, I traveled for my career, and as I went to restaurant to restaurant, they always had unusual martini glasses. So what I did was, with the waiter, I'd say, look, I collect martini glasses. Would you mind if I take this? And they'd slip it into the bag for me. Sometimes they would say, well, you know, we had to buy these. It's a $15 charge. So it's like, what the heck? You know, the company's paying for it.
So in other words, you don't steal martini glasses.
Not all.
You procure them.
I ask.
All right.
Yeah, I procure them. That's for a good word.
All right. Well, David,
I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Well, David, I can't imagine what your cupboards look like, but I might by one day for one of them their martini. So thank you very much.
Thanks, that's David.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Angel.
Angel, yes.
Do you steal from restaurants as a grown woman?
So, I didn't feel like I was stealing, but it's for the greater purpose.
Okay.
I actually am a massage therapist, and there's a technique that my acupuncturist taught me called gua sha.
Yep.
So, one night I was in a Chinese restaurant, and it happened to be storming out, and the lights went out, and I was so excited, because in order to do gua sha very effectively, you use a Chinese soup spoon. So when the lights went out, I was so excited because I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to get a Chinese soup spoon so I could do the gua sha. So I stole a spoon, but it was for the greater good because I'm going to use it on people to help them.
Then that makes it all okay, Angel.
I stole for the greater good.
Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
A lot of people are texting in saying I should have just asked them to purchase the glass and it would have been like $5. But where's the rush in that?
From the 978, my 90-year-old grandmother has a set of steak knives that says Outback Steakhouse on them.
If it's good enough for me, Ma, it's good enough for me.
Apparently, you are not alone. 617-655-1234. Let's hear what you took.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.